Coming your way live from a top-secret location in Redondo Beach, you're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. It's Steve Aspel, Aspel on the Esplanade, and I'm sitting here with South Bay J. Cruz.
Yeah, just getting ready for the big show here.
In our top secret location, somewhere in Redondo Beach, California. Anyway, it's nice to be here. It's kind of funny. I was, as every Tuesday, I'm busy nowadays.
Right.
So, with some little business deals and with family. And this morning, we have three grandkids over there.
Yes.
Well, in the morning, we only had one little 6-month-old. The other two are now in preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And which is quite funny. I don't know why you go to, I really never grasped that. I go to school at 2 years old.
Yeah, what are you going to learn? How quick do I need to accelerate through life?
They tell you to do this so you can give them more money, to pay. So anyway, we have the kids. It was 4 days a week. So Pam and I are there. My daughters are both working in my house.
Yeah,
One's upstairs in the bar. One's in my office. So my computers are taken.
Uh-huh.
Not taken. They don't use them, but they're on my desk.
They're occupied,
I can't use it. And so they come back, they go pick up the other two kids at daycare,
mm-hmm.
preschool, and they show up. And when I was sitting there debating whether I can pull it off and get up to this radio show,
yeah,
all three of them were crying.
No.
All effing three. The 5-month, 6-month-old, whatever he is, he's like screaming. And he's cool, a little baby scream. He wants more milk. The other two didn't like
this. It's a super simple request.
Yeah, the other kids, they were just throwing it. They didn't like. The other one had a napkin. This one didn't. This one had two berries. That one had none. I go, oh, my God. And I had the same thing with my cousins when I was young.
Right.
When I was old. Doesn't matter. It's still a rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
So I looked at Pam, and I said, I'm going, is it? Did Jay send or Linda send these kids over like this? I said, I'm out of here. I'll be back. It's 6 o'clock. They come back early, but it's a, they were going crazy.
Uh-huh.
And when you have two kids that one is 2.5, 2 years, yeah, almost 2.5, and one's closer to 3.
Yeah.
And they, when there's never going to be just charming little wonderful kids at the same time.
No.
There's going to be a little rivalry. One's going to be crying. They're way fun. And the house looks like we have 100 kids.
Uh-huh.
I got 3 strollers / baby joggers / whatever in the garage. My garage looks like I'm a Goodwill for leftover for kids stuff and baby buggies. But it's fun. It gives us a real reason to wake up. And I got a pedicure the other day.
Wow.
Yeah, my wife did too. She went to get it, and I remembered. My daughter gave her a gift certificate, a little card with like 10 on there.
Yeah.
For all this work.
Wow.
So I said, you got any left on your card? She goes, yeah. So I said, I'm coming over. Got a tow job. It was quite funny.
That's funny. I probably need one, except I am so sensitive when it comes to my feet being touched. I just can't handle it.
You get ticklish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a little jumpy sometimes.
Yeah, and then my toes are just so sensitive, the toenails. So if someone else is doing that, like I have no control over that hurts.
And oh, really?
I just have to write it out. So like, you know, so I gotta deal with my own, which is no big deal.
So you're not one of those pedicures that you're
yeah,
foot
no,
fetish. Huh?
None of that, that. None of that for me. I mean, and I'll trim my own nails. I mean, I do that bass playing anyway. You know, which is kind of required.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to a point, you go up, clanking on the strings, you know, or like this, especially on the pinky, because there's a certain little lift move you do, like a hammer on, and sometimes it'll slip off the string and it'll actually hit the neck,
mm-hmm.
and you'll feel it kind of, you know, click a little bit, not enough where it pulls back like nails on a chalkboard, but just enough where it's like, okay,
it's
long. It could break, but luckily I take care of it before that. But now manicure I could handle. You know, but I could not do a pedicure. I just couldn't stand it. I would, like, freak out.
That's amazing. I've only had, like, 5 in my life.
Yeah.
I went, I didn't even think about it the other day because I looked at my one toenail look a little skanky. I didn't want to kind of want to cut it myself. So
and it probably goes back. I had an ingrown toenail when I was in junior high school, and then they had to cut that thing off. And I'm probably just still in shock from that.
Yeah, but, I had that when I was about 10. They had to stick some stuff up in there.
Cotton swabs and
But it cured the problem, didn't it?
Russian nurse of all things. The doctor will not be in today.
She's going to invade your toe. Ukraine. You're
I was like,
Ukraine.
Oh, man, this is my own cold
war. The doctor will not be in today. Well, they didn't care. Well, you were over in Europe, probably. You were
still in San Jose area.
San Jose. Yeah. Well, that's Europe. I don't know. How far it was back then.
Might as well have been, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, well, we have, it's funny you mentioned, you segued into the bass guitar.
Setting it up for later, a little foreshadowing.
Well, right now, last week, if you recall, you presented me with a nice, beautiful bass guitar.
Yeah.
And a practice amp and everything. For whatever reason, I cannot play a lick, and I just remember I was mentioning it because it helped for my maybe arthritis in my hands.
Sure.
The doctor mentioned it.
Yeah.
And this therapist did. I said, well, and then I mentioned it to you, and you gave me this. So it's still in the bag.
Okay.
I got it out. Well, I put it back in the bag. I got it out in my little office, and I plugged that amp in, and I went, thump. I remembered there's a space in between every other one.
Yeah.
I did like three.
Okay.
And kids came running in.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to play.
Amazing.
And I had this flashback. I know I've told you the story about my piano career.
Right.
Bought Pam the piano. I taught myself the Star Spangled Banner.
Uh-huh.
And I got pretty good at it. And I couldn't do it today. I couldn't get to da-da-da-da because my daughter Brett jumped up there and wanted to start playing.
Uh-huh.
And would not accept no or later for an answer.
Yeah.
So rather than try and teach her, I just packed it in.
Uh-huh.
I never did. And I gave her lessons 5 years later.
Yeah.
And she could play a little bit. Nope. I can't compete. You know, when the kids want something, they get the head. They get it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to share that with them because I didn't have time.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so I'll see what other bass. I'm not trying to be in your band.
No.
I don't want to do anything. I just want to play. It'd be kind of funny. And, you know, get some funny clothes and do a pose. Look like Jed and get a hat and...
Yeah,
we're in one of those.
It's always a costume party, you know, Halloween once a year.
Well, those are the kind of things, you know, I'm one of those guys I did a lot of Halloweening and stuff like that.
You're the king of April Fool's Day.
April Fool's is coming up, too. So it's basically, I wouldn't take that because I'd probably get it broken or stolen. That's not a little kid's bass player, or bass guitar. But I'm going to check it out. It'll be kind of fun. It's Halloween. I'm segueing. Maybe I'm messing this up. April Fool's.
Yes.
Yeah, it's my national holiday.
I know.
I think I
remember we called
year.
Somebody at a restaurant in Madera, something like that.
We called Madera. Yeah, Madera, yeah. California. And I've done so many jokes on him. Well, I have a number of people that are instructed not to answer my calls.
Yeah.
Mike Webb, our city attorney, told a story the other night. We had that little soiree for Joy. At HT Grill, and Mike's telling the story about when I was mayor, he told his staff, never accept a phone call from me. And if I got anything, a memo, an email, a text, or a message, do not act on it.
On
April 1st. Don't even go near him. You don't want to see him. And that Mike's known me so long about that. So I did email Joy, who's now going to be our next city attorney if she wins. The election in 2 weeks. I sent her an email. I spent a lot of time professional on it. And I gave, been a problem down in Redondo with this family with seven unruly kids, six or seven unruly kids, and there's drugs and alcohol, loud motorcycles, blah, blah. I went the whole thing. And the neighbors are complaining, and you need to send the police over and open up a file to check this out, because there's issues. There might be child abuse going on.
Wow, yeah.
Well, I gave her the address, and it was Mike Webb's address. He has six kids. So, anyway, and this was 10 years ago. Whoa, longer than that. It was ways back.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was good. Well, she didn't bother. She was so new that she didn't know his address.
Uh-huh.
So, apparently... She slipped and went and talked to him that day and said, I got this email from Steve. She went, the mayor, and he went, nope, stop. So he went in and looked at her computer. He's reading it. And he realized he was talking about his address.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, you didn't file this shit. I don't need my address. And it's a police report.
Right.
And she almost put it in the record.
That's funny. That's a good one.
And then one time, well, after I lost the election, I went golfing up in Santa Paula, and I took pictures of a bunch of trees, and I had Alex Smith put my for sale sign in front of my house.
Oh, you did a video or something.
A video, yeah, in front of my house. I said, we're selling our house and moving
you're
to Madera.
Farm almonds or avocados.
I was going to be an almond farmer in Madera. Yeah, and I had, just had trees behind me, and people actually were buying it.
Yeah.
Which they, well, glad they didn't buy the house because it's gone up about $500,000.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or much more than that.
Good investment.
And it's not sliding in the ocean and it hasn't burnt, so we're good.
Hey, two for two.
Two for two, I know. It's a
center standard's pretty high here.
Yeah, we are. We'll change again. Fire. You know, my neighbor's the fire chief.
And that's right.
Now she's L.A.
The
ex-fire chief. But now Karen Bass, the mayor, is getting all kinds of flack for that, the way she fired her. It's horrible. If you're not aware, Kristen Crowley was the fire chief of L.A.
Yeah, I think
LA
Monday
City,
or
LA
last Friday.
Yeah, L.A. City Fire.
Yeah.
And if you're on social media, you have to see people bitching about her and stuff because she was hired. They think she's one of those D-E-D-I-E.
We used to call it affirmative action.
Yeah, now
I'm still just going to go with that for the purposes. I think it's DEI.
Yeah, so everybody has a chance to get hired because she's a female and she is out. And she's got her wife and she's got two beautiful kids and she's a very nice person. And so much people think she was hired under that affirmative action.
Sure.
And they say she effed up by not telling the mayor. There was going to be a big fire, big winds coming. Well, the people that are coming to her rescue right now or defending her saying, well, the mayor, what do you mean the mayor didn't know this? If you watch TV, which you know she does, everybody was talking about the winds.
Yes.
And plus, it's not the fire chief's job to call the mayor.
Yeah.
They have emergency services. That's their job. Everybody's got a job.
Yeah.
But the mayor, Bass, effed up because she cut the budget and everything. And I know what a mayor can do and a mayor can't do.
Sure.
What a fire chief can do and what a fire chief can't do. And Mayor Bass was totally out of line, and I have zero respect for her anymore, and she just using poor Kristen Crowley as a scapegoat.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, so it went from, they both probably screwed up to, we just know that, Kristen never screwed up, but Karen Bass did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but she did say she was never going to leave the country when she was mayor. Well, she picked the wrong time to leave, even though we do have phones and emails. You can be in Ghana. I don't think she was in Ghana.
Something like that, Ghana.
Yeah, she can be there and still talk to somebody here on the phone like you were right next to him.
Yeah.
You know, 30 years ago or 50 years ago is different. You had to go to some little cell. You had to
but Dad had to go get these things called telex.
You go sit in a phone booth at a train station.
And, you know, this is like before we went to Hong Kong. So, you know, his company was already dealing with Asia in like the mid-70s. This is going for 3 or 4 years. He was dealing with a lot of international stuff. In a lot of time zones, you just have to go down there and talk to them at 3 a.m, which is like their 9 a.m. I mean, they're almost the whole day ahead of us.
Right.
It's that far, 18 hours. You had to go down there at 3 a.m. to communicate with them. And I'm like, you guys can't get a long distance plan or something. That's how they had to do it on this thing called telex or whatever.
Telex.
It's like their Morse code or something.
Now it's different.
Yeah.
Now they're all in.
You know, just an email
I was in China twice, and I nice hotels. And you can walk around parts of China. It looks like World War V just hit, and they nuked it.
Mm-hmm.
And so poverty-stricken and all that. But places, then you go just two blocks away, and it looks like you're in some sci-fi movie for the future.
Futuristic, yeah.
But you go, you pick up the phone in your hotel room, you call home, it's like you're looking at that person face to face.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I've called home from many weird places, and this was the best sound I've ever had was in China, and that was from Shanghai to Beijing to Zhengzhou. I've been to Xi'an, all these places. I test it out and call home, and it would be, it's like perfect.
Wow.
You can do anything you want. You don't have to be right in top. It's back to the effing fire. They're blaming her. But she shouldn't have gone to begin with. Not that she couldn't have done any work. I mean, she didn't. The mayor gets in the way.
Yeah.
You know, the city management, I'm sure, and the fire chiefs were happy she was out of town.
Yeah.
When there's a catastrophe or even, it could be not a catastrophe, anything.
Situation, emergency.
The police chiefs, fire chiefs, and city managers hope the mayor's phone's off.
Right.
They don't want you there. They don't want a council member there.
You don't want the bat line calling you.
You don't want the, the bat line's not calling the mayor, but they will out of courtesy. They probably could have given them, wait like 10 minutes to discuss what they should tell the mayor.
Yeah.
Because the mayor wants to get the publicity for only good news.
Sure.
And that's just human nature. And that's the way mayors are in any job, really. But, Karen Bass had every opportunity just to say, you know, we had people in charge here, but she didn't bother and she blamed the chief.
Yeah.
And, but there, nobody's blaming the fire chief of, Altadena.
Right.
Or, I know a lot of it's Cal Fire or LA County Fire, but no one's blaming their chief.
Yeah.
And, their mayors aren't, Mayor of Malibu's apparently didn't mess up, didn't close down the watershed or whatever. But anyway, it's sad. She's gone, and she's a great person. So if you want to call her and you know me about complaining, don't call in, but on social media or see me, don't bitch about the fire chief of Redondo of L.A. Maybe just come back and be the Redondo Beach fire chief.
There you go.
So what else going on? I saw in the I was looking for things to chat about, and I saw they're going to close down and make apartment buildings or something out of Santa Monica Civic Auditorium.
Wow.
I kind of grew up in that part of the world.
That's a well-known historic
venue. Historic, yeah. Have you ever been there for any events?
I have not. However, as a person growing up, even in Northern California, I would see highlights. I would see movies. I would hear, you know, live concerts from the Santa Monica Civic. So it was a place that was like, you know, when I first came down here, I didn't have an event to go to, but I had to go see it.
They did have some Academy Awards there.
Wow.
My high school graduation was there.
Nice.
Pam's high school graduation was there, even though we went to high school in Plato Ray and not Santa Monica.
Close enough.
Yeah, so
pretty close.
It's close, but it was kind of my, let me see, I did look it up in my brain. Saw Marshall Tucker there.
I remember you said that.
Leonard Skinner, Dr. Hook.
Dr. Hook and the medicine show.
Yeah, Dave Mason. Saw him many times. So, and there's only ones that come to mind. The one I can't remember is I shouldn't even talk about it during when Redondo was trying to get the dispensaries, but my roommates and I, we had some hash. Now, keep in mind, I was young, but it was totally illegal, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And we put it off a cast iron skillet, put it in the middle, broiled it. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I do.
So it makes the juices flow, everybody. It makes it a lot better. And anyway, we were only, I had to be 20.
Yeah, it's about when I did that.
Yeah. Well, my 20, you weren't even, were you born yet when I was, you were, how old are you?
Yeah, I was born in 65.
Okay. Yeah, you were, I was 12. That's okay. So anyway, I was...
Tell you my uncle's age.
That's true. I am still. You love your uncle, too.
Yeah, they're all cool.
Yeah, so we did it, and I'm going, I don't feel anything. So we end up using it all.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever do that acid, that was the first and only time I've ever done it in my whole worthless life. By the time I got to whatever the concert was, I have no recollection of it.
I know.
I remember my buddy Randy came and found me in the restroom on the floor.
Oh, boy.
By the toilet.
Ouch.
Not barfing.
Mm-hmm. Sleeping?
I just was sitting there.
Existing.
Just existing. And that's why I knew about drugs weren't my cup of tea, so to speak.
Sure.
Because you can't, you know, my patience is not at the top end of the scale. And if it didn't hit me like an hour later, I got ripped off. We got to have more. And my two roommates were doing, three of them, we were all doing, what a mess. But also, I remember the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. I know I wasn't driving, so we're okay.
Cool.
But that would have been in 1974.
Okay.
Something like that. 73.
Yeah, it was Marshall Tucker got in a, they had a big,
35,
a couple of them died in a car accident, I think late 70s, early 80s.
Really? Well, Toy.
Caldwell.
Caldwell.
Toy or Tony Caldwell.
Yeah, one of them just died. I don't know if it was a car wreck, but really two of them died.
One did, unless another one did. There was two in the band.
Okay.
One of them died back then.
Usually they died on motorcycles or of drugs, but this is a car accident?
Could have involved one of those things.
It doesn't matter, but he's dead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, long time ago. This is like back when I was...
It was a long time ago.
High school, I think.
Have you ever looked at these album covers or listened to your songs and wonder how... And you know, half those people are dead?
You don't even have to go... Yeah, back in, you know, even 30 years ago, they were, you know, when the microphone was off, jocks would be, you know... I mean, all people on radio talk a lot of smack. Let's just face it. We all talk for a living, and we all think we're smarter than we really are, and we're all very opinionated about everything, especially the music we play.
Yeah.
And how bad it is, because we know better. You know, I mean, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so needless to say, you know, there'd be times where, like, morale would be down or the ratings weren't doing the good. And, you know, the scuttlebutt would be, you know, around the water cooler or in the station studio would be like, yeah, just keep playing more of that good old band Boston or, you know, any more, you know, more rock from Dead Guys. That ought to
that will help that more rock from Dead Guys. Well, now you
because, you know, even then it was like classic rock. You're like, oh, they're dead. Oh, they're dead, too. And this guy's a dead member. Now it's like even throwing the grunge era and everything in between.
Oh, I know.
I mean, well, they really sped up. They really picked up the pace for themselves.
Well, they were doing their own.
Exactly.
Well, let's go eat a bullet. I just want to eat a million bullets. Put a shotgun in my face and blow my head off.
Let's just speed this up here a little bit. So,
yeah. You're right. Everybody's dying off.
I mean, even our set list, we're sitting there going, you know, we got to quit doing these dedications. Otherwise, they're going to sound like we're just Dr. Downers up here on stage.
Yeah, it'll be Dr. Downer here. I the dead part came to my head because the other day I was bored and I'm going through photos trying to sort some things out.
Sure.
And I came across like five photos immediately.
Uh-huh.
Where there's a couple of buddies and dead people.
Yeah.
So I've been making copies of them. I think I sent you when I'm not very good. I put the photograph on my dark computer screen.
Yeah.
And hold it and then scan it with my cell phone.
Okay.
Try and doctor it up and send it out. But I'm glad my buddy Mike Ball and I are standing there and you can tell by the looks on our face, we were in great form. We were young. It's like we're probably 26, 27.
Yeah.
And all these, there was four farmers guys around us. And I went, Mike, there's four dead guys.
Oh,
I see a dead people. And then I looked at other ones. There's Pam and I with two dead guys around us.
Hmm.
And both the dead guys are younger than me.
Wow.
Way younger.
Yeah.
All these pictures, I'm sending them out to friends going, oh, got a dead guy. There's you. What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah.
And I even did one, sent it to my brothers and sister. My brother and sister, dead guy. Dead. My mom's in the picture.
Hmm.
I'm going, there's more dead people than alive. It's really weird. But do your rock and roll history. It's not good.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm
fentanyl lately. You know.
I just watched, in fact, last night I just went to a theater to see the documentary Becoming Led Zeppelin. I know you're not a big Zeppelin fan, but there was a rare interview of John Bonham. You know, he's the one who died in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, it was a couple minutes, and they used as much as they could because it was a rare, apparently, interview.
What did he die of?
He drank, like, just way too much vodka one night, you know, and basically overdose of alcohol poisoning.
Gotcha.
I mean, they estimated something like, I don't know, 20 shots of vodka.
Right. That's probably good. 19 probably get you a little bit buzzed, too.
Yeah, you know. Well, the scary thing is when you have a high tolerance, you know, you just don't know. I mean, there could have been other things involved. I mean, when people talk, you know, in a day, it's like, you know, rock stars, they're, you know, there goes another rock star and they said he had a $3,000 a day, like, habit. And I'm like, his day was probably 72 hours. Like,
right.
Mine is 24, maybe 18 when you, you know, figure sleep is involved. But, you know, Rolling Stones, yeah, their day's like 48, 72, 120 hours.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. So, but, you know, just the, a lot of the stuff, and then, you know, a lot of it was interesting. It was on the early years. It only goes on the first two albums. It ends basically at a concert in 1970 that they did in London, you know. But the years of when they were forming the band, the bands they listened to, their bands before Led Zeppelin, you get to hear some of the Robert Plant stuff, and his band was actually kind of cool. Mm. You know, I mean, you know it's Robert Plant, but you could see back then where maybe it wasn't in favor, or, you know, the record people didn't happen to like it, but the songs weren't so bad. You know, they're kind of interesting. It was probably just ahead of its time, you know, but,
I don't hate them. They just weren't my thing.
Sure.
He could sure play guitar.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you tell by the Yardbirds, who I like better, is Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton. And their style was different. I don't know. I'm not into that part.
There was a lot of Yardbirds, you know, history in there, because that's, you know, where they came from and how, you know, Beck invited him into the band because at that time Page was getting tired of working in studios all the time and, you know, wanted to do something different.
He's 22 years old. He's tired of work.
Yeah, or tired of being in the studio.
Or whatever.
Yeah, you know, wanted to go out and have some fun or whatever, but joined the Yardbirds. And it's pretty interesting because if you're a guitar player, with the exception of Johnny Depp, everyone else who's a guitar player that's been in a band with Jeff Beck, they immediately got to go to bass. There's like Jimmy Page was bass player in the Yardbirds for the first like couple weeks. And then eventually the other guitarist said, you're a better guitar player than me, I'll play bass. But the first like 3 weeks of shows, Page was on bass.
That's the B team, right? They got to send you there.
You know, and it's...
And they can't even sing.
And then, you know, Ron Wood, he was the bass player in the Jeff Beck group when Rod Stewart, you know, was the vocalist and back on guitar. And others along the way. And it's just for some reason Johnny Depp got a pass. Like, you know, maybe because
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because people want to see him up front.
Yeah, I know.
It's like me trying to be a promoter of a rock band. I told Matthew, start wearing a tight T-shirt. I go, stop wearing your Pendleton. Eddie Vedder doesn't count anymore. Uh-huh. I don't know. I know this history. But I said, he's actually got some guns.
Mm-hmm.
He works out, and he rides that bike. I go, you look great.
Yeah, he's pretty good shape.
Yeah, so where's
I saw him riding the other day.
Wear the T-shirt where you got your gun sticking out. And those girls, man, they all. I was at a deal when... Well, a lot of Rotary people there, and they're all 150 years old, but they wanted to bang him right there. I swear to God, they were lined up to get a picture with him.
Even the guys.
Yes, of course. And it was Jack and Jim were like, what about us? Well, we don't care. It was just funny.
So you brought him in to be the window dresser.
You got to be the front dresser. Oh, well, he's better than window. We saw him again on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that pet project is un-effing believable. And and Jack and Matthew harmonize perfectly together.
They do. Sometimes I can't tell which one's really singing.
Exactly. Exactly. They're really great. And it's just a matter of, you know, the luck be where who gets, and you get some guy in a Grammys with tattoos on his forehead and his face and he's weighed 500 pounds. And he's a billionaire. Because he can sing. I mean, how people get chosen, and the luck of the draw.
Let me guess, you're talking about Jelly Roll.
I guess so. And who's paid somebody? A Page? Or I got another guy with Post Malone.
Oh, Post Malone.
He got tattoos everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, this is a segue. If you go to any little political here, all you rednecks out there, I go to your Facebook page, and you're going to have some. Thing about, oh, your boy, the South African dude, has cut the jobs and all the people are wasting money, and you're going to show a picture of some dude with a tattoo on his face or a girl with a tattoo in their face going, who would hire this person anyway, this vagrant, they're on the dole, blah, blah, blah. I guarantee you, if you look hard enough, you'll find it. Yet, you same country western guys are standing in line to get Post Malone. And Jelly Roll, all these guys with tattoos on their face, and what makes them different? Because they can sing music that you like.
Yeah,
you know, and I guess big old fat slugs don't matter. Don't get in your way like some other person that has tattoos in the face. I don't know. That was not a paid political announcement, but I don't know why I thought about it. But
no, it's interesting how sometimes it's accepted and sometimes it's clearly not.
It's accepted, I guess. Yeah. You know, you had. I thought it was quite funny when what's her name. Won the country western.
Oh, Beyonce?
Beyonce, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know. And you know, if you know what I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah.
It pissed you all off. You're spitting out your tobacco and you're putting away that hams.
In fact, Mr. South African, who's investigating all the overspending, apparently claims that Beyonce's hubby was quite instrumental in... shall we say, greasing the wheels of certain people to get certain votes?
She might have. It wouldn't be the first time.
Right. So
I could write a book on how many times I was offered to be greased when I was just a simple mayor of a little town like Redondo.
Yeah, I haven't been given too many bribe opportunities in my life. But you know what? It feels creepy when it happens because you just kind of know it's wrong. I mean, morally, you're like, yeah, I could use them. I could use this, but yeah, you know, this is just crossing a line. And I was raised with good morals. I mean, I've colored outside of the lines a few times, but nothing big.
Yeah.
Like at speed. I mean, I used to ingest cannabis when it wasn't legal, and I drank underage. But like outside of that, I've been pretty.
Who didn't do that? I mean, anybody I know did. Yep. Well, maybe, apparently you're not. And you might be deported, but it's
well, I was born in Anaheim, so I got that going for me.
Well, that's south of our border. That's a great Orange County.
It is south.
Yeah, it's, wow.
I mean, there's not much more Republican than Orange County. Not that I am, but I'm just saying.
I read that's changing a little bit, so
yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It certainly wasn't that way when I was born.
It's not Republican and Democrat anymore.
Full on John Wayne.
Now it's not Republican and Democrat. It's Trump and non-Trump.
Right.
And we'll see what happens. Price of eggs supposed to go down. They're like they're getting taxed. I mean, you got to pay extra for them in restaurants now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't turn my phone off. I got these little texts coming in, but it's I swore on the way up here I'm not going to talk this stuff. But it is funny with social media. There's no more gray area. Even on it started. I'm not going to blame the Trump thing for that. I noticed it in people. We'll call them inner circle, noticed it years ago when I was running for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff's coming out. I mean, just coming, bubbling to the top. And it bubbled back up again. And certain people that are on the council now, and mayor, have admitted in writing to doing the memes and sending in all these these fake pictures and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's what happens. But that's social media now. Now it's grown to every year it gets better. Now they have artificial intelligence having to do this. So you can't believe one thing you see on the internet
about
a politician or something.
Even your own personal text messages or emails. Like in the last 2 days, I have the ones that I've actually counted that paid attention to me where I had to stop and look of scams. You know, it's like every day. I mean, I had a phone scam come up, and I just had an email scam, you know, just before you came into the studio.
You got a Facebook scam yet? I've got about
got one going with my Backbeat Radio.
Being banned?
Yeah, my Backbeat Radio page, you know, my once monthly musical show. Occasionally I'll talk something else if I'm interested in it.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Anyway, it's a thing, and it's like someone going, you know, we have found copyright infringement on your page and it's going to be permanently deleted, but it won't tell me what it is. They've reviewed it, blah blah blah. And I got it first and it was from a very overseas sounding name, so it made me suspicious to begin with. And then at the second time I'm like, go ahead Facebook, nuke my page.
Exactly.
Like, watch how much I cry, you know, like if I want to set up another one I can, or b, if I don't, you don't get the clicks. I don't post on your site, and you know, I'm sure you'll make it up somewhere with somebody, but that's one, you know,
a billion
somewhat happy, active person who's had this page for like, I've had that one since 2015,
mm-hmm.
You know, just my Backbeat Radio page. I've had Facebook since like 2008, way before it, you know, really became a big deal. I mean, MySpace was still going on, and like, someone goes, yeah, check this out. It's not as busy as MySpace. And then
my cousin from Maui was on a cruising their own boat.
Uh-huh.
Over, and they were over in the Mediterranean somewhere, and they sailed around the world twice now.
Cool.
And they said they told Pam to use Facebook. Never heard of Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Because the phones weren't working half the places, but they can get Facebook. That's how they communicate. Now it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I thought I got banned the other day, but I think it was a scam.
Uh-huh.
I went on to somebody's. I finally couldn't take it anymore. This thing keeps sliding. This is like my
right there. It should stay.
Yeah, it needs a Viagra on this thing. It'd make it stay up. We have that. Just that little smart-ass remark made me lose my train of thought.
That was pretty funny, though.
Where was I going on that story here?
Talk about Facebook and
I made a comment, a long comment.
Yeah.
About Elon.
Sure.
And
you're not the only one that has recently.
Yeah, I know. So I felt this guy was saying all these nice things. I'm sure. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not saying anything wrong.
He's got some good points in there.
We can't just hate a billionaire because they might have. Who knows? Well, he wasn't born a billionaire, but he was born on the right side of the tracks in South Africa. Now, I can speak from experience. I've been there a couple of times. I spent about a month there. And this was, I was there before apartheid was over. So you can go there now and take a tour of Skunk Island or Rat Island, whatever it's called, where Nelson Mandela was held. It's a big thing. Everybody takes a tour now.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I went and saw Alcatraz. Doesn't mean I ever stayed there. Now, they put him in there for years. They're trying to make themselves feel better about themselves.
Right.
But I'm not criticizing the country. They're doing they're doing a great job from my white point of view.
Sure.
And it's a lovely, beautiful country. Everybody seemed to be nice, but there was no love between the races.
Right.
And little kids would hang out together, but you know, when they grew up, they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's over now. Well, he grew up there, and his dad owned an emerald mine. And he had other companies with various employees. So it means he had hundreds, if not thousands, of employees working the mine. And I guarantee you not one of them was blonde.
Right.
It was, and they got paid nothing. So why you could see, he said he wasn't, he's British, of a British descent and not Dutch, which makes him on the good side of the tracks, supposedly.
Right.
They still get the advantage of it, of having apartheid and having, not slaves, but might as well. But anyway, he got full advantage. He came to Canada then.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came to the United States, but he didn't show up empty handed trying to get a job at McDonald's. This guy showed up with millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the benefit of a country that promoted slavery. That's all. So I said that in a different manner, and I immediately say Facebook something, ning, 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 you're going to be banned. You got like a week to explain it. So I went, okay, never mind. I said, no explanation, and sent it off. Now my AOL is getting hit. I got banned. You better answer this. So somebody knows something, but then I call back Facebook. Nope, I got a whole, email them back. They said, no, it's a scam.
Okay.
So somewhere it gets in their system, and there goes your email. I didn't bother. I'm not curious enough to try and figure it out.
Yeah.
But if you do get busted by Facebook, you can probably, it might be a scam, and you can fight them on it.
Yeah. That's just the account I took it, and I'm like, okay, if you delete me, you know, I guess I'm gone.
Yeah, my wife doesn't hardly use it.
Mm-hmm.
She got back into it a little bit, but somebody totally hijacked her account.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
That's happened a lot.
All her information she had, all her contacts, everything, and she was locked out. They changed her password, and they got away with it. So she's out of her own pay.
She's probably one of them cretins that hide behind the keyboards that have
course.
A certain group here in the South Bay online.
Could be one of the locals.
Target certain people.
Yeah, she is kind of a target. Well, yeah. she's okay. She started a new one.
Mm-hmm.
However, she has like 30 people. She's going to leave it at that. Because she can send photos of our grandkids.
Keep it to the super closest and keep it super private. I mean,
but,
you know, I'm not even worthy of getting in there.
I mean, keep it
locked down.
Well, I felt really cool the other day. You know, obviously, I had a birthday and I turned 72. And I got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of happy birthdays. I did my best. I'm kind of still working on it.
Yeah.
I'm answering them individually, saying, just say thanks, Jay. I don't know if I did to you or not, but, you know, sometimes that could be potty material. You just sit there, thanks, Jay, thanks, Jay.
Exactly.
But, it's impressive. But I looked at some of the names. I go, I have to look them up. Who are you?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea. And I got a lot of Facebook friends when I was in politics.
Yeah.
But it's just... look, you don't know all these people.
You know, that's happened.
And we open up our life in front of everyone.
And I, like, every now and then I'll go through and go, you know what? I don't know you. And there's a thing you can check, interaction, to see how many times you've, like, posted on each other's wall. Like, some of these people go, okay, I've wished this person happy birthday, like, five times in the last 6 years, and I've gotten nothing in return. Goodbye.
Oh, you can actually check?
Yeah. I'll show you a little later.
Oh, wow. No, I don't really care.
Yeah, but I mean...
Yeah, it was just funny.
But, every now and then I'll be like, who's this person? You know, or why did they all of a sudden randomly comment or this or that? And I'll be like...
Well, it's funny. People, I've had it noticed a few times. Why did you send me share that Facebook link at 3:12 a.m.? Well, I was probably taking a dump. Remember, I did have cancer at one time. I visited in the middle of the night. It's my best time. It drives my wife crazy. I'll sit there until I need help getting up. Your legs go to sleep. I'll just make a joke out of it. But, yeah, I'll be responding back then. And I do see it now. You used to have to go to a payphone to call people. Now you go to a toilet.
Yeah.
But it's cell phones. Probably give up bad necks, bad arms, bad wrists, and bad thumbs.
Diminishing eyesight.
It's probably, yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, they used to tell us don't stare at the TV. Now we're like, you know.
Well, it's amazing. That's a good little segue here. We're doing good as a team. We had at our 10 the other night, our 10 bar and grill, whatever it's called. They feed the kitties there.
Yeah.
And I left my phone in my truck on purpose.
Okay.
Because the table I kind of sit at, right, my table, says Steve yes. on the table. I looked down the other night, a couple weeks ago, everybody's on their phone. Every head's down, except for Pam.
Uh-huh.
Like seven people are there. They're all looking. And
at your table?
Yeah, two of them are always on the phone. Okay. Two of them just, they're looking up. They might be looking up a song. The only reason I bring my phone is to get a couple of pictures of the band
yeah.
or people. And they go, what do you want to hear? Well, I don't remember the names of these things. They go, give me the song where you hate fishing.
Yeah.
On this, and I couldn't tell the name. It's The Way. It's called The Way.
Okay.
I don't even like fishing. I just want to be alone. But uh-huh. Or give me the She Got Drunk in Her Corvette. It's another song, the Pet Prodigy. Because she woke up in her Corvette, whatever. And I can't sing it. But I'm going, I'm just looking up the names of the phones, but of the songs. So I said, I'm leaving in the car.
Yeah.
Of course, I missed like three texts, which was cool. Mm-hmm. Mostly kids or something. And then Saturday, I left it at home all day, and which is weird. So I was in a lighthouse with the band and no phone. I look around, and I start to look around the room. Everybody's got their heads down.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to get a hold of me sometimes, I'm making it a point of leaving it off, and I'm checking on the timing. I want to get like 2 hours a day less phone time.
Yes.
And that when I go a place like to watch the band or a band or something, I'm not taking the phone.
I've even started taking less pictures, you know, I'll maybe take one or two. I used to take a lot and post them, and I'm like, maybe I don't even need to post so much. I mean, you know, so I go out and see bands, and, you know, I support, and, you know, just like, I just had a whole different mindset. I mean, I kind of went through my own little, some growth, you know, some things happened last year, and I just went through some, you know, ups and downs. And just one of the things that didn't matter at the end was so much time on social media. I'm like, this is a waste of my personal time. I mean, I go off. And I see what I see, but like I am A, informed, B, I'm not out of the loop, and I, you know, I promote the station and shows, I promote my band and stuff going on, and I'll put on the occasional, you know, cool photo or whatever. And other than that, I'm kind of, I'm really kind of moving past even the interest of what's going on. It's to the point where there's almost no curiosity in life anymore, even just following friends, like, you know, I'm like, oh, I see Jed got a imitation Letterman jacket. Well, I wouldn't know that in the past unless I went and saw Jed. And he's like, hey, I got another. What happened to have the second jacket show up? Well, I saw, you know.
We were there for the official unveiling on Friday night.
Yeah, so, you know, so that happens. And, you know, it's nice seeing other things. But sometimes I get together with people that I know in real life and are real friends, you know, not just acquaintant Facebook people. And it's like, I don't have anything to say because I've seen it all in the last 2 weeks. And
exactly.
Same with you. You know what's going on, and it's like, well, now what do we catch up on, you know?
There's no talking. You don't need to talk anymore.
And then that's, you know, one thing. I mean, I like checking in. And then on the other flip of the side of the coin, when you flip the coin, and this really annoys me, is that there'll be somebody local that I know in the area through their either business or band or rest, you know, something. They're a connected person to somebody I know. I'm like, okay, we have mutual friends. That makes sense. And then I will be physically in a place, like at a show, restaurant. They'll be there, and they won't acknowledge me. And it's like, you know, I know we're Facebook friends. You requested to be friends with me.
Yeah.
And I'm right here, and I introduce myself to you, and you're like, oh, okay, and you just blow it off. Like, what was the purpose? I mean, are you just trying to get ego numbers or something?
Yeah.
Or were you just, you know, curious to, because, you know, mine is set on private because I'm like, you know, I gotta know you or at least check you out to let you in because I don't want everyone being in my stuff. Not that I have anything to hide. I'm just like, I don't care for you to know.
I lost that privilege a long time ago with the private part.
Yeah, we all gave up most of that because we already signed the permission slip away, you know, take my data and sell me.
I've had one where recently where I introduced myself and the lady went, well, why are you introducing yourself to me? You're my Facebook friend.
You're right.
Oh, Well, I don't know. Well, what the? I don't look at every picture before I walk into a bar.
It's hard to remember. Like, if you got 5,000 friends, hard to remember 5,000 people.
I've trimmed that down here, but it's just a. Anyway, social media is a problem. Sometimes I checked out barbecues on AOL on Amazon the other day.
Oh yeah,
because I bought one about a year and a half ago. It was a bit of a miserable failure.
You need an upgrade.
I need an upgrade. Well, see, it works. I did a small brisket last night.
You would be happier in your barbecue experience with a new barbecue.
You know what I wanted? A $99 Weber. The old Weber.
Yeah.
I grew up in those. That's all I want. I don't need this $5,000 thing anyway.
What's this thing now? They have an egg? Like the green egg or something?
That $2,000 green egg? That's to make sure you can tell your friends you cooked it on a green egg. It's BS, but anyway.
Isn't that what a Weber is without the color?
Without being as thick.
That's what I thought. Same thing.
But it's just bad. I'm on Amazon. I did not hit the send button.
Yeah.
And I walk in about 20 minutes later, I walk into my kitchen and what's your name's off? Not Iris. What's your name? Here. The computer on your,
Siri.
Siri. No, it's not Siri. Alexa.
Uh-huh.
It's the other little thing. It's really good. You get recipes. You can stare at it. But I walk in. All of a sudden, and here's a new barbecue. I go, it turns itself on just to give me a pitch for the barbecue I was looking at.
Yeah.
I go, Pam, will you turn this? It's just a pain. We're being spied on, and I'm not a conspiracy guy.
Right.
I have no secrets in this world. Everybody.
Well, there is no conspiracy. This is fact.
Yeah, but
these things spying on us.
I don't care anymore. Yeah. We sold our soul. We picked up a telephone.
Yeah.
And you got a job. You have a social security number. And I mean, I'm not worried about some big conspiracy to take away my everything.
Yeah.
You know, I've already done a good enough job. Making myself look stupid half the time anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Don't need your help.
I'm not running for a senator or something. So anyway, it is annoying.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't do anything. And now I'm getting all these ads because we kids are watching YouTube and then all the other the ones you get on the apps. I mean, I just watch regular TV half the time.
Right.
But what's the big fancy one? I have... Netflix. Well, they have it set on. We have Stephen Aspel, we have Pam Aspel, and kids.
Yeah.
So it always shows up. We got Miss whoever, this guy here. It's like it always goes back. You know, people make fun of it now about kids seeing what they're seeing.
Yeah.
When Katie and Brett were little, and this was 30 years ago, they watched Barney.
Yeah.
And Barney was a big gay dinosaur with no dick.
Yeah, there was a... Yeah.
And people, he was okay because a big gay dinosaur with no dick. But now they're worried about some gal, a human being, acting the same way. And is teaching the same lessons and just how to, tuck your pants in your shirt. And people are going crazy.
And my dad worried about Gomer Pyle. So there's always been people that, just have their reasons.
Right, Gomer Pyle.
He just knew about Jim Neighbors. And was like,
yeah, he's in the Marines. Don't ask him to tell.
TV character was. Sergeant Carter was a stand-up character and Corporal Boyle. But, he was just like, not too much of that Gomer Pyle there. Be careful.
Gomer taught me how to make the best bacon ever. Well, I had to be like 10 or 13.
Uh-huh.
Some things you remember like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the old black and white Gomer Pyle, and he makes his bacon, and the Sergeant Carter.
Yeah, Sergeant Carter.
Loved it. Best bacon he ever had. And it turns out that Gomer would sprinkle it with sugar and then cook it.
Yeah.
Well, I've done that a few times. You've done it? It's really
good. Yes, I did. I think I probably saw the same episode and go, we got to try this.
Don't buy this expensive bacon, smoked bacon. By the way, whatever they have, they put a little dab of sugar on it, a little brown sugar.
Yeah.
Well, the concluding scene... The funny scene on Gomer Pyle was the Sergeant Carter's ready to die, barfing up or hacking up because Gomer accidentally put salt on it instead of sugar. I don't know why I remember it.
Why would salt be so brutal on bacon, though? I mean,
he was waiting for something sweet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
That makes sense.
There's a joke. Never mind, I'm not going there. You know what I'm thinking? You know what I don't even like that saying. IK, what, you know.
Oh, if IYK, and then K because it's no,
It's not enough for me to worry about memorizing it, but I always, when I see that a lot now, people, that's some way of flipping you off and going, I'm cool and you're not. If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you when you were back in jail. You know,
making Pruno.
Yeah, but it's a... Let's see, what else? We got some more notes here. We got 10 minutes. I got some. I do have some notes. I'm probably driving to Beverly Hills tomorrow with the Pot Boys about talking to an owner of a building.
Nice.
Redondo Beach is making it more difficult to get a cannabis shop. I'm representing these guys. And
tell you, there are shortage of them in the Southern California region. They're all over the place.
They act like they've seen some old black and white movie. You're going to start raping and pillaging and robbing people.
Outside of the beach cities, it's like you swing a rope and you'll hit one.
I go, well, you know, I'm not going to counsel or anything. I'm just helping this guy trying to find a building.
Yeah.
And working some things behind the scenes. I go, what you think, well, it's only in Carson. Well, it's in L.A., which is right next to Torrance.
Yeah.
And it's not like you thinking people in Carson are different. Just people. And yeah. So, but you got to go to one of these places and see them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, and they're not some, like out of the movies, with a bunch of guys looking like they just got out of jail.
Right.
I did have a conversation with some of the guys that wanted to open businesses at Redondo, saying the one that we've gone to in Culver City, in Carson,
mm-hmm.
is they have two guards out front at that kiosk. And the people don't want to see that. Put the guard inside. You know, just if you can't put the guards inside, then don't do it. Because it just makes it look crappy.
And it can give people a squeamish, why are they on lockdown, or what's the cop doing?
And clean the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's all. But advertise what's inside, because if you, Rob, who, no last names here, but he's working with another company.
Right.
And I had to have a chat with him. I said, Rob, on Facebook, the things on top, not reels or whatever, he put a little tour of one of his cannabis stores out in the valley.
Okay.
Los Angeles allows it, and they're everywhere. And anyway, he puts it, it looks like you're walking into a Nordstrom's at a hospital.
Apple store or something.
Yes. Yeah. Apple store or Nordstrom's in a hospital.
High-end stuff I normally wouldn't afford.
It's so clean.
Yeah.
And he says it's the same price there as any other place because everybody checks.
It's a very... You know, quite honestly, with all the inflation going around, that's one thing that hasn't inflated, eggs and gas.
So
things we really need, you know.
Yeah, I know. I haven't needed any booze for a while.
Yeah.
So it's, say, Rob, you have really professionally done video. He's really good at putting these little things together. So you had the background music. Welcome to the jungle.
Mm.
That's fun. I said, are you some effing moron? You need to put Frank Sinatra or Neil Diamond or Glenn Campbell. The people who are making the decisions on this thing are all the people. Are these? Remember, you could be 32 years old, but if you have two little kids, you're now 70.
Yeah.
In your mind, I don't want those around. They're bad for my kids. I know I'm drinking too much, and I might smoke one now and again. I take three Xanax to go to sleep, but I don't want my kids to have pot. So but you put Welcome to the Jungle, and all the people naturally assume. It's crazy. I said, "What? You might as well put Grateful Dead on there.
Yeah.
Put some Muzak on there. I hear it in an elevator.
Something that, well.
Doesn't say drugs.
Right.
You know, because they're imagining Guns N' Roses when it really looks like a priest and a nun if you go to these places. You know, just, now, with your hair and stuff, if you were there, I'd assume you worked there.
More would have some
knowledge. Yeah. No sleeves going. You have your tattoos.
Summer's like, or spring's a month away. I'll be wearing short sleeves real soon.
Speaking of, change off of that, here we go. I got one of those things on one of the social medias. How many dollars do you have? Give yourself $1 for anything you've done.
Uh-huh.
And there were 50, and there were just two of them that I had never done.
Yeah.
One was get a tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And one was another stupid thing like that.
I like how you always give it the backward compliment.
It was. But so I said, I'm going to talk to Jay and I want to get a nickel-sized tattoo somewhere. I want to be able to answer it. And the other one, it was something easily done, like ride a zip line. I don't know, but I had never done it. But
I have no interest. Yeah, ziplining, bungee diving, any of that daredevil or gravity.
Well, I'm going to do it. If you watch? Speaking of social media, Instagram.
I love Instagram. It's my favorite.
You know why you like it? Because you click on those things, the death ones. They have all these. If you're not on Instagram, they don't hide anything, and you follow instant death, car crashes, people bungee jumping without the bungee cord?
Oh, a friend of mine had sent
two or three
me,
of those.
Like real street fights where, you know.
Oh, good.
And even and through that, there was an algorithm. Well, there's this dude in Compton. He goes around picking fights. Like he's like, oh, this burger joint is always good for a row. You know, and he walks in, he's just looking at people sideways. And I'm like, remind me not to get any burgers in that part of town.
But see, if the police shot the guy, the police would be in trouble.
They'd be in trouble. But he has an Instagram site, thousands of followers, and he just goes around looking to get into fights.
And here, I'm not that conservative, but I would shoot him.
You know, he's a menace to society if he's going around doing
this. I said when I was...
That's why we need law enforcement.
When I was in the council, I made a flippant kind of...
Yeah.
Flippant. Well, they were talking about graffiti.
Yeah.
Everybody hates graffiti. It only happens in those cities. Well, I'm going, well, I got the perfect way to get rid of all the graffiti
mm-hmm.
in the United States or in California, wherever you want.
Okay.
Just advertise you have one trained sniper from the Special Forces or a Marine or something that has license to kill 24/7 anywhere in the state of California. If he has you, you put a camera on his gun, like a dash cam, and he shoots people doing graffiti.
Yeah.
He'll shoot one or two, and they're going to say, well, it's only happening in L.A., so they'll do it up north. We'll shoot one or two in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It'll end. I swear to God, you'll end it. You don't know. It's legal for him to shoot you. And this is pretty warped Trump-like thinking, but it would work.
It would.
And they'll go, well, if you want to put graffiti on the bridge, F you. You're dead. And why I think about that stuff, I don't see. I just approve I'm not really that.
A lot of things roughly. Would stop if, you know, they were just even enforcement of the laws that are on the books.
When you run out of the Nordstrom's with $900 for this shit in your hand, you can get shot.
It used to be a deterrent, then all of a sudden it wasn't.
Well, somebody's getting in trouble. Some guy in Beaumont, some of the big Bloomington. Anyway, he went in, hold up a liquor store, and he had a gun. Well, the guy pulled out a gun and shot him.
At the liquor store.
Yeah, so now they're...
Liquor store owners will do that occasionally.
And they're getting mad at the liquor store owner for shooting the guy. You shouldn't have shot him and killed him. You should have shot him in the leg.
Yeah, ask him how many times the store's been robbed in the last 6 months. I'm sure he's got a number.
Yeah, he
does. It's probably more than five. It's probably about once a month.
He's probably, it's like the time he got busted is the one time he got caught.
Exactly.
No, I sound like my dad. Jesus Christ, that means...
You're friends with police officers. I grew up interested in law enforcement, and I had conversations off the books with police officers, and they tell you like it is, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I was on a ride-along, and the officer, who was now the sergeant, who I grew up in my hometown, he came to our school and, you know, was someone we looked up to, officer, then sergeant, then I think Captain Lawrence. I was in the other car, and then him and his partner were talking and, you know, doing the, we're on this side, you know, two cars in a parking lot kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
just taking five. And then, you know, they're like, all right, well, it's been kind of safe and slow. Stay safe out there. And then Sergeant Lawrence goes, yeah, I'm going to go catch me a Dewey. Just knowing he's going to go out and find a drunk driver. And I got another hour. I'm going to go find a Dewey. And that's, you know, probably going to wrap it up. But they, as they're driving along, it just seemed the most interesting. Like, they seem to know literally everything going on in the street. Oh, this guy, yeah, you're going to watch him. He'll look, you know, the intelligence that they can gather and just doing...
You do this every day. You're good at the radio. You do this every day. So, yeah, that's their job. They get good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to get a Dewey. They could probably spot him a mile away.
Of course. The time of day, where you're coming from.
That's why on New Year's Eve I went driving around trying to get pulled over, and I couldn't. So I wasn't drinking. I said, I'm going to get pulled over.
And they have had some checkpoints in town lately, and I guess somebody ran and ended up shooting. It was in Hawthorne. There was a checkpoint over there in Hawthorne, and
funny.
things went bad. You know, obviously the person was pretty loaded and didn't want to do time for the DUI.
Yeah, that's true. You just get doing the time for running and get shot in the shoulder. But it's not a DUI.
Yeah. I'll take a DUI over death. I mean, if I had to,
I would.
I've already survived it.
Well, you know, if you're dead, you don't know it.
That's true.
True. Look, talk to these rock stars.
No more car payments. No more insurance.
No more nothing. Yeah, you just go to sleep. You're dead. You watch Instagram and you're dead. I swear, go back to that. If you like weird things, you still be a nice person and like to watch this show.
Oh yeah.
Hook up a guy and done it two or three times. Hook you up to a bungee cord,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't attach the other side. And they go, boo, and the wife is filming it.
Oh, God.
Kablooey, you're going there's two or three of these things.
Yes, I know. It happens.
And there's, or somebody walking up to an electrical cord. Yeah, done.
Yeah.
But in car accidents.
Or,
because of Instagram and these things, I now have my dash cam. And it's been freaking me out because of those little e-bikes.
Thanks for the reminder.
The dash camp is
important. It's kind of a lifesaver.
It really is, because if you don't want to get busted for the rest of your life or get blamed for somebody's death.
Yeah.
And the e-bikes, and I'm not mad at the kids because the adults are bigger.
I would have done the same thing had they been around when I was that age.
I'd have been worse.
I would have been just as bad.
And my friends that knew me back then or know me now, I'd have been terror. I'd have been terror.
I loved riding bikes.
But especially bikes that go fast without pedaling. And you can ride them on a sidewalk the wrong way. It doesn't matter. You ride them anywhere you want. And then if you get busted, you and your 10 friends go beat up the person that yelled at you.
Yeah.
That happened yesterday somewhere. But, yeah, it's just a matter of get your dash cam, everybody. And guess what? Goodbye.
All right. See you next time.
But in the end, there's just no place like home. Redondo Beach. Woo! One hell of a city.